Texte numéro 91. Should we tolerate intolerance? It is commonly accepted that to have a fair society that accepts diversity, as well as the freedom of speech and opinion that come with it, we must practice tolerance. Tolerance is understood as allowing or accepting the actions, ideas, and the people that we disagree with. But then a complex problem appears to us. If we are to accept all the ideas that we don't agree with, what about the people that do not want to accept the people they disagree with? Should we tolerate these intolerant people? Should we therefore tolerate intolerance? This is precisely the question that 20th century philosopher Karl Popper raised. In his book, The Open Society and Its Enemies, he poses the famous paradox of intolerance. He suggests that in order to maintain a tolerant society, this society must not tolerate intolerance. He then explains that if we allow unlimited tolerance, intolerance will use this freedom to attack tolerance and destroy it. And since that is not what tolerant people want, intolerance should not be tolerated. He does state that we should indeed have the right to be intolerant to the people who are not open to dialogue, to the people who wish to impose their intolerant ideas through violence, and who may also prevent their followers from listening to rational argument. However, the right to be intolerant does not mean keeping silent or simply censoring intolerant people. Instead, it means fighting them back with reasonable arguments in the hope of making them ready for a debate and, therefore, making them more tolerant. John Rawls, another 20th century philosopher, says that we should tolerate intolerance because if we don't, the society will itself become intolerant. However, he comes to a similar conclusion as Popper, when he says that, in extreme consequences, a tolerant society still has the right to self-defence, but only when the tolerant people, sincerely and with reason, believe that their own safety and liberty are in danger. In essence, both philosophers tell us that we should allow intolerance as a right and freedom, just as long as it doesn't go against the right and freedom of tolerant people. As a conclusion today, as diversity in opinion is everywhere and the idea of tolerance is more powerful than ever, it is time to reflect upon these positions. And it is even more important to discuss the limits of free speech and at the same time the limits of censorship. Is it bad to be intolerant? Is it bad to hold back freedom of speech? So, where is the middle ground? Where does your right to be intolerant end? And where does my right to fight back end? Adapted from Campus J, September 2024.